In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 9th and 10th Mish from the 24th Perek Masechta Kelim. The Mish begins, Shalosh Mashbeloten. There are three different types of mashbelot, seem to be like baskets. So Mishnah says, one is Shel Zevel, is Tmeh Midras. So the baskets on which they take out Zevel, meaning dung or manure to fertilize the field. That one is Tmeh Midras. One understanding is that is because that was fit for sitting on. There's an interesting explanation of the Tiferet Yisrael here where he cites the Rush, I think it is, where the kli itself would be worn almost like a backpack, and there was a stick, because it's very heavy, there was almost a stick that would run down the back of it to the floor. So if the person needed a break, they could just lean back, and that stick that was leading towards the floor from this mashbelah would then rest on the floor, and they could sort of relax that way. There are other explanations, but I'll just leave it for two for the moment. In any event, it was fit for sitting on or resting on, so therefore it's acceptable to a midras. Next is shel teven. This is one you'd be able to take out, say, straw. Now, since in this situation the opening was at the very top of it, and therefore it wasn't fit for sitting on. Because once again, if someone sat on it, one would say, Amod benasem, alachtinu, can you please get up? We need to do our work. And then the final one is vaha puchlatz shel gemalim. This is another type of very, very loosely woven basket that were placed on either side of a camel. But the holes were enormous, so it's almost more like a net rather than a weave. And they would just load the camel with the cargo, and they'd sort of sit in these very big net baskets. Now, because the holes are so big, it wouldn't contain pomegranates, to use that measure we've discussed previously, it's not considered a kli. And also it's not fit for sitting on, importantly, because the ropes themselves are very rough. Let's now learn Mishnah Yud. Shalosh mapzim hem. So mefetz is a mat made of reed. And it says, Haisuli shiva, it's designed for sitting on. That's why it was manufactured. Then we say, Tameh midras. It's settled to a midras. Despite the fact it would appear to be a pshute kli etz, means a simple kli. Nonetheless, the Torah includes, it was merabe, includes such a these kelim if it's fit for sitting on. It says, kol hamishkav asher yishkav alav azav yitma. So it includes, if it's Ra'ula Mishkav, fit for lying on, it's acceptable to a midras. The next is Shel Tzabaim. These are dyers. So discussion exactly how these were used as part of the dyeing process. But it's not fit for sitting on, that's for sure. It wasn't designed for that purpose. But either it was the dyes themselves, either rest the clothing on it, but then it would be flat. Another understanding would wrap parts of the garment, this earlier rubber, wrap parts of the garment so when they were dyeing one part, it wouldn't impact another part of the beged. And Tiferet Yisrael says that part of the dyeing, that's how wrap it up in this mefetz. In any event, since it's a kli and it can contain, according to some explanations, it is susceptible to mehmet. It's susceptible to other forms of tumah. However, shel gitot, these are mats that you simply use to cover the grapes at the time of pressing the grapes, so they weren't exposed prior to pressing. Then we say that's tarum miklum because it's not considered a kli really at all. It's just a covering, and it's not misham shei adam, using that rationale we've used a number of times. Tiferet Yisrael explains it even more simply, that says anything that's designed as simply something pashut like that, flat, that's designed for covering, is not susceptible to tum, is considered tahor. So I'll leave that discussion for your further study and those mishnah today.